Black Country Radio Sport.
Hello, my name's Adam Parks and you're very welcome to this special edition of Black Country Sports Cast on what has been a momentous April for our local Black Country sides. In rugby union, Dudley Kings Swinford have managed to get promotion. In ladies football, the Glasgirls have made it back-to-back-to-back promotions under the stewardship of their manager Andy Fisher, and they still have a Birmingham Senior Cup final against Wolves Ladies to come. We've seen a promotion for Dudley Town out of the Midland Football League Division 1, and also Walsall Wood went up as champions out of the Midland Football League Premier Division. Another side looking to get promotion out of the Midland Football League Premier Division were Leigh Town, but they'd have to do it through the playoffs, having finished second in the league. They went to Cambridge here to take on St Neots Town from the NPL Division 1 Midlands in a winner-takes-all. Winner gets promoted, loser gets relegated. We'll have news of that very shortly. But first it's to the Grove, where Hal's Own Town were looking to get Tier 3 football back to the Grove for the first time in several seasons. They've been not helped at all by various things such as the pandemic and other matters, but in front of 3,200 supporters at the Grove in the playoff final against Spalding United, they never had a better opportunity to get through to Tier 3 football and potentially the return of the number 9 derbies against Stourbridge. Spalding United were the opponents from Lincolnshire, no pushovers themselves, having beaten local side Sporting Kelsa by 2-1 a few days earlier. And so the scene was set for a wonderful atmosphere and a wonderful game between Hal's Own Town and Spalding United. Andy Irvine and our commentator Steve Parker saw the game.
Black Country Radio Sport.
Elliot Bell checks both keepers, checks his watch, and we're underway in this pitching in Northern Premier League Midlands Division playoff final. Simeon Coburn feeding it out to Josh Quayner, racing down on the left hand side, chipping it forward. Can he get it forward? Headed out. Danny Draper tries to get ahead on it, but he can't. Boot it forward from Lewis Hilliard, but Nat Kelly is going to head it forward. Nathan Hayward trying to jump on it. And foul on Kieran Donnelly, first foul of the game, about 35 yards out. Well, Dan Platt has the ball in hand, but it looks like it's going to be a Lewis Hilliard corner over on the right-hand side, which is the Stourbridge Road end, if you want to imagine it. And Hilliard will be taking it right-footed into the box, the usual argy-bargy in front of Dan Platt, as you'd expect. Connor Peters trying to sneak in unnoticed, but Tom Turton's picking him up. Nat Kelly is marking Sam Cartwright on the back post. Referee just having a word with Kieran Morris and James Clifton. Looked like a late challenge from Clifton on Kieran Morris, and Morris just feeling the back of his leg, as I say. Only passed the fitness test this morning. Hilliard out to the back post, headed down, and it's in. Spalding have scored. Headed over from the back post from Sam Cartwright. I'll tell you who the scorer is in a second. Looks like it might even be Sam Cartwright who scored it. Nathan Stainfield is the scorer, apparently. Hal's Own 0, Spalding 1. Have equalised. Macaulay Manning with a shot. Kieran Donnelly with a rebound. Just as we're going into added time. Goal, Hal's Own. Kieran Donnelly. Andy, save me. Some breathing.
They've got the goal in added time. Everyone that was walking out of the ground 5 minutes ago will be doing a quick U-turn now, I think. What a great goal. 1-1 now, and hopefully this is going to go into extra time. Everyone's shocked, but everyone's buzzing here again. It is now Hal's Own 1, Spalding United 1.
Now we'll catch our breath. We've got an update from Brighton. appalling half. Kieran Donnelly pushed in the back. Referee said no. Booted forward. Josh Quayner headed it forward. Nathan Hayward's going to put his foot on it. Can he find Donnelly? Yes, he can. Back to Jack Holmes. Jack Holmes going to take him on down this side. He's beaten the number three. Gets it across. Beaten Sam Warburton, but Burton got up in time. And now it's Nguar on the attack. Quayner pulls out. Nathan Hayward nicks the ball. Quayner, can he head it forward? Yes, it's through to Jack. Jack Holmes in forward. He's beaten two men. He's got it past. Jamie Issel scored! Jack Holmes, Jamie Issel, put it in the goal. He's just scored. Hellzone's out two. Sporting one. Jack Holmes to Issel. Issel beats the keeper. 2-1 to Hellzone. Jamie Issel. His mum in front of us. Issel scores it. Beats the keeper. Can the Elves do it? It's 2-1. Even.
Get your breath back.
You were on your feet before me then. have you got your breath back to tell us about it?
Oh wow, it was a tapping bit. It was a tapping for Jamie Issel. It was in the long ball. Put it into an empty net. He left his man, jinxed into the box, went to take the shot and it just rolled lovely, brilliantly into the path of Jamie Issel. And now, as we said, in the second half of extra time, the Shedhead has paid dividends for Halzo in town. They have turned this back around. What a game. Halzo in two, Sporting United one.
Duggan, the keeper, has gone up for it. Can Dan Platt get it? Platt takes it. He's fouled by Michael Duggan, the keeper. That's going to take even longer. Foul on the keeper by the keeper. Referee looking at his watch. According to us, there's about a minute left as Dan Platt feeds it out to Macaulay Manning. He's it up on the halfway line. Beats him. Can he find Coburn on the left-hand side? He can. He's got Peters for company. He's going down into the corner flag. It's a throw-in. Throw-in to the Elves. They're all standing up. You can't blame them. Out from Duggan. Duggan out to Simeon Coburn on the edge of the box. A third would do nicely. Thank you very much. Coburn still got it. Chipped up on the corner of the pitch. The referee's looked at his watch. Nat Kelly's headed forward. Hayward is getting on the end of it. Twisting it forward. Stainfield is on it. Referee's looked at his watch. Jamie Issel races about 45 yards. Referee calls it. Full time! The Elves have won! Elves are in two! Sporting one! The crowd on the pitch. The Elves win promotion. Referee runs, calls his assistant to the edge of the box. We'll stand up because everybody else is. Calls from Jamie Issel, Kieran Donnelly, crowd on the pitch, they'll clear things off. Commiserations to Spalding, but what a super game of football.
Well, a wonderful, wonderful day at the Grove. And after the presentation, Steve Parker caught up with the manager, Paul Smith.
On the pitch here after Halzone Town have just been awarded the trophy and have got promotion after it finished Halzone Town 2. Spalding United 1. Catching our breath. Someone who needs to catch their breath more than anybody. Paul Smith, tell us what you thought.
Yeah, it was a tough game. It was a final. It was a final, so we found it difficult at times. It wasn't our best performance, but these boys have found a way to win it, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, found a way to win it, never gave up, and found some energy towards the end of the second half of normal time.
they never gave up, did they? That was the thing, even though we weren't playing well, even though it wasn't quite flowing as well as it has done just recently, they found a way, and I'm over the moon for them. I'm over the moon for the fans, and the two owners have been fantastic. So it's been 4 years in the making, this, but we've managed to get over the line now, and I can't be more pleased for everybody.
Yeah, brilliant crowd we can all hear in the background. Finally get what they deserve, and as you say, everybody to do with the club, a lot of heartache along the way, and must be fantastic because you left us for reasons we all know about, came back, that must be brilliant.
Yeah, it's like this world, as I said, there was a job to do, we've come and we've managed to do it, so I'm delighted for everybody. It's a fantastic football club. It's a fantastic football club with fantastic people, and I couldn't be happier for them. It's amazing, you know. It's what we set out to do. We've managed to get it, and I'm just over the moon, really. Lost for words.
Yeah, so you should be. Lost for words. Go and enjoy it. Go and celebrate. And then we'll get together in a few weeks' time, or however long we're allowed to celebrate for.
Good man. Thank you. Cheers.
Celebration time here for the Yelts after beating Spalding 2-1 in the playoffs. I'm grabbing a few people. The only ones I can find who are sober, one, Ron Mosley's one of those. Ron, they didn't make it easy for us, did they?
I'm not sure I'm sober. I've had a terrible day, really. But, yeah, oh, just wonderful. Absolutely brilliant. You know, Halesine never makes it easy. Never does it the easy way, but I actually thought we'd had it, you know, in the 90 minutes, they're not jackpots, and he put two at the back, three at the back, and it's just marvellous. The times just keep rolling on, and it makes tomorrow with the 40 years of the Vars that much better. Okay, we were disappointed we went with the Vars, but, you know. And for the crowd, what a marvellous crowd. What an absolute delight. And I'm so pleased for Karen and Keith, because they put so much in the club and they want success. And Paul and the lads, so just a brilliant season. You know, we've had such a good, well, 3 years. We've had good 3 years, and COVID knocked us back, but you know, we've enjoyed every moment, so brilliant.
Kind of makes it sweeter for all those of us who've been in it, and a number of the team have been around for that length of time as well, and just adds to the celebration, really, doesn't it?
It really does, and to do it the hard way, it makes it even better, doesn't it? You know, if it's easier, if you're the top, it's better to do it like this, come second and go up. It just makes it, I mean, they're great for the fans. The fans just didn't want to go home. No. They just wanted to stay, didn't they?
Yeah. So it was always a bit optimistic, Paul Essam, trying to tell them to keep off the pitch, wasn't it?
Absolutely impossible. Absolutely. You know, it is. You just can't stop people, can you? They've been watching a game for 90 minutes, and we were down, we were back up, and they're just going to, impossible. Like trying to keep the tide back.
Yeah. Well, you want to try and stay positive, and then their keeper made what, four really good saves in the first half, didn't they?
Absolutely, two really brilliant saves. Which, you know, we had the first 15 minutes, but we didn't score, and that's when we turned, and then we struggled. But hey ho. I always used to say, beggar playing well and losing.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about winning at the end of the day, and what a season we've had.
Some great football, some great matches, topsy turvy. What you want out of your Saturday football fix, really.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've had some great times, great matches, ups and downs. We've had our little blips, but then we've come back. And I'm pleased for Paul because he's had not a good year for himself personally, and it's good for him and all the backroom staff because it's they've not seen the success, so it's wonderful really for them.
I'll let you carry on drinking and celebrating. Thanks for your time, Ron.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Cheers, I will do. Cheers.
Had about 20 minutes, half an hour to recover from the Elves getting promoted. Karen Brooks, how are you feeling?
I feel elated. Partly it feels surreal, but yeah, we did that the hard way, but what a celebration. Just fantastic and brilliant, absolutely brilliant for our fans. Yeah. And the support was phenomenal, 3,250 people in the stadium. It's just fantastic to see the grand old lady back to the days when, you know, the Yelts were a real force in the FA Vars days, etc. So hopefully that's something we can bring back to the Grove.
So you go in those meetings, and we were all there a few years ago, and you think that's what you want to happen, And now you've just experienced it. It's even better than you planned, I suppose.
Oh, totally. Absolutely, totally. I remember my dad telling me all about when we got promoted and we were away at Belper. And, you know, and Dad was on the pitch and I've seen all of the pictures and that was phenomenal. And now I've experienced it myself, so I know exactly what he was talking about.
And it's kind of all worthwhile, isn't it?
Yes, it's wonderful. You kind of forget. It's a bit like, to be awful, it's a bit like childbirth. You know, so initially you go through all that pain and it's horrendous, but actually when you've got the baby in your arms, it's very, very quickly forgotten.
I see where you're going with that now.
Yes.
And being the sportsman, you're famous for going around talking to people the whole game. Did you manage to do that this time or did you manage to sit in one place?
No, I did go around talking to people. I served in one of the can bars because we were short-staffed for the first half. But in the second half, I did my usual talking to everybody, chatting, etc. I think that's really important. I think that's what makes us a family community football club because we are so in touch with all of the fans and we are actually one of the fans.
Yeah, and what, that's a big difference, isn't it?
It is a big difference.
And all those people behind the scenes, Dave Hawley and John Cooper and all those others who suddenly had to get tickets done and sell tickets and all those that came up on Thursday night and there's all those volunteers there. Just brilliant for the club. You've got a good team underneath you.
Absolutely. Those people who work tirelessly for the football club are phenomenal. And everybody needs to remember they're all volunteers. So they do it because they love the football club and everything we stand for. And for them to be rewarded on an afternoon like this is just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
You've still got a glass in your hand. You need a few more, I reckon. Congratulations.
Yeah, I have to drive to where I'm getting first.
Oh, what sort of planning is that?
Not good planning.
It's been brilliant to be part of it. Thanks ever so much, Karen.
It's a pleasure. Thank you ever so much, Steve. And thank you to all our wonderful fans.
Thanks. After the Yelts have just won their playoff against Spalding, grab Dan Platt for a quick word before it all kicks off in the and celebrating. Dan, you've been here for a few years now. It's always been your club. How does that feel?
To be honest, it's hard to put into words. It really is. It's like it's just beyond the wildest dreams, really. I'm so emotional at the end when we won. I don't think you could write the script, really, of how the game went. We were probably a little bit under the cosh. Gone one down and we struggled to really get back in the game. But we got that one goal in and I think there was probably only going to be one winner there in the end. And it just means so much to me and means so much to the lads. And Keith, Karen and Colin, I'm so happy for them. The gaffer as well. The gaffer's gone through a real tough time. And, you know, the start of the season, he wasn't right. He stepped away. Craig and Sock as well. You know, I'm proud for them because they did a really good job stepping in. They did a really good job stepping in halfway through the season, and look, Paul stuck us over the line in the end. But that's for everyone who's come to the Grove this season, and the two managers, two sets of managers that we've had, the chairman, the fans, everybody, and you know, Insel said we would do it, and we've done it in the end.
Yeah, and he's celebrated as he should with just taking that one at the end. Yeah, it's always been a family club. You've always been part of the Yelts family. And it's not just football in those cases, is it? Like I can tell from the emotion in your voice, it means a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's massive for me. I've been here a long time. I've been here in the bad times. Yeah. And it really was bad, to be fair. And now I'm here in the good times and it's so special, it really is. You know, my whole family were here today. I hopped the fence and ran up to my dad, and my dad was crying his eyes out. My mum was crying her eyes out. You know, it does mean a lot to me, it really does. I'm sure everybody knows that anyway, but it really does mean a lot to me, and you're right, it's my club, and, you know, I love it here.
Yeah, it's been great to share it. I started watching the Yelts in the late 1990s. So, I saw the one at Belper when we won that one. And you know, you start to get doubts after 89 minutes today of, are we going to do it? And then you do, and it's a whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah. I just dropped to my knees when we got the second one. I was just on my knees thinking, please, I was praying. You know, can we hold this out? And we did in the end. Yeah, the lads are giving me a bit of grief, especially my friends in there, like, because I've never really done anything in football. I've never really won anything. So it's brilliant to get this over the line finally at age 31. I honestly can't put into words. It's just brilliant. I've got a lot of friends in there, like, who are classed as really good friends. Got Greg's, Quainer, Josh as well, Icky. A lot of good friends in there, and it just means a lot to do it with them. It's unreal.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate the emotion. No. And more importantly, thanks for a brilliant season as a fan.
No, thank you. No, honestly, like I said, appreciate everyone coming down, and hope they enjoyed that today. And hopefully I'll be here next season, and we'll be at the right end of the table next season in the league above, where I think that we probably should be. So,
yeah.
Fingers crossed.
We'll have a break. We'll celebrate first, and then we'll get ready for next year.
Definitely. I'll have a sorted in the morning.
Cheers, then.
Dan Platt, ending that roundup. You also heard from Ron Mosley, from Paul Smith, and from Karen Brooks as well. From all of us here at Black Country Radio, many congratulations to Halso in town on their promotion, and also thanks to Steve Parker, not only for the commentary yesterday and indeed throughout the season, but for the interviews as well. So what about Leigh Town? They're trying to replace Halso in Town in Tier 4 in the NPL Division 1 Midlands. But first of all, they needed to win a playoff game in order to get promoted out of the Midland Football League Premier Division. They needed to go to Cambridgeshire to beat St Neots Town in the winner-take-all type game. Leigh Town, if they would get promotion. And St Neots would get relegated if that was to be the case. If St Neots won, they'd stay where they were, and so would Leigh Town. So it was a winner-take-all game. But really, from the first whistle, it was just one-way traffic.
First corner, well, right to be looking across on this near side, Leigh Town. With that corner, and it's fired in towards the far post, headed back across goal. Lewis has come up, and the shot into the back of the net. And Adam Meacham has scored for Leigh Town. Joe McGill might have been a little bit unsighted, but it's a team from the Black Country who lead by a goal to nil. The ball bobbled around in the penalty area, coming off various heads. It fell for Adam Meacham just to the right of goal, and it's 1-0 Leigh Town. St Neots trying to catch Leigh Town on the counter-attack. It didn't work again. It might be the opposite way now, with Leigh Town going forward on the counter-attack. And brilliant squared ball! And it's 2-0! Leigh Town are 2-0 up. The ball was squared from the right-hand side by Joe Palmer. And it was Josh Hesson, I think, who fired the ball into the back of the net. Jeremy Gill had no chance with that. It was the perfect sucker punch in many ways with the... Leigh Town breaking on the counter-attack. Josh Hesson credited with the goal to add to Adam Meacham's goal in the first 73 seconds. And we've had 20 minutes of the first half, and Leigh Town are 2-0 up.
Well, ultimately, Leigh Town went on to win by 6-1, including a hat-trick for Josh Hesson and 2 goals for former Yells player Joe Palmer. It was a fantastic day, and one person who should be absolutely proud, given how much he's put into the club, is Chairman Brian Blakemore. He spoke to me afterwards.
Brian, many, many congratulations. Have you got a voice left?
Just about.
You put your thumbs up at half time at 2-0. Surely you couldn't have thought that it'd work out this way.
No, I mean, I've said to many people today, 2-0's my least favourite score, because the next goal, you know, if they get it, they're probably all over us. If we get it, you know, you should be home and dry. But second half, we were just different class, really. Up front, particularly.
Really, from the first minute, Leigh Town were a different class, weren't they? That Meacham goal really calmed the nerves as much as anything else.
I mean, getting a goal after 2 minutes, you can't ask for more than that, can you, really? And, I think it did calm us down. And, you know, they had a decent amount of possession after we were 2-0 up. And, you know, but defensively we were strong. Keeper didn't have an awful lot to do other than one amazing reflex save. And second half, once we got the third, we weren't in trouble at all.
You can see the players celebrating with the champagne. I mean, it's what they deserve and what the club deserves.
Well, thank you. Yes, I mean, looking back at the season, we had a terrible start. I mean, we lost 6 of the first 8. I've got a lot of people in my ear saying the manager wasn't good enough and the players weren't good enough, but we stuck with it and, you know, we went on a fantastic run. And I think after sometime in October, we only lost 3 times in the league. So, fantastic run. And, you know, the club's now achieved, it's the best thing it's ever achieved in its history.
What does this mean to the club, apart from the fact that now it's achieved the best thing in its history, but surely financially and things like that, it must improve circumstances for the club as well?
Well, I'm not convinced about that, actually, because I think that inevitably the cost will go up and we've got a bit of work to do on the ground, which we know about. But, you know, we'll cope with it and deal with it.
I'm just trying to grab Grant Joshua's attention, see if we can get him to... come across, he's just walking out of the site. We'll get him in a moment or two. But Brian, you know, you've been at the club such a long time and you've seen it through sort of bad times and worse, really, in many respects. I mean, this must be a very happy day for you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very proud of what the club's achieved. You know, I think when I took over in, I think it was 2011, I think, you know, the first thing I had to do was placate some bailiffs. You know, and it took the first 18 months or so to sort the club out and financially. The first target was to get promoted into Step 5, which we did, and we consolidated ourselves. And, you know, in October, I'd never have believed we'd be where we are now, but it's wonderful.
But Grant has got you where you are, but he's also got a great bunch of players around him who play for the team, play for each other. And I suppose this reaped its rewards at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Grant and Chris and Ross have done a great job as the management team. And the one thing they've rebuilt, I think, at Lye is that real team spirit, which we'd lost a bit in previous years. And that does reap its rewards, you're right. You know, when they want to play for each other and for the club, all we've got to do now is try and hold on to them all.
Next season, there's lots of cup finals potentially. You've got the likes of Corby Town, Chase Town. I mean, Stourbridge Road, we haven't seen anything like it for some years.
No. I mean, it should be very good. There's quite a lot of local teams. You know, you've got Sutton, you've got Calcer, you've got, I think, Halzone of.
Well, that is, it's gone to extra time, so who knows with that. But, there's a lot of good size, and it puts your club on the map, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'd hope we'd benefit from, you know, bigger crowds and more interest in the club generally, and, you know, get more people following the Flyers.
It means you're in the trophy as well instead of the vase?
Yeah, that's a challenge, isn't it?
A bit more travelling to do?
Just a bit, but, you know, it's a new challenge, isn't it? And you've got to grasp it with both hands and go for it.
Many, many congratulations.
Adam, thank you so much. Thank you.
Brian Blakemore, chairman of Lye Town. And after that, I spoke to the Lye Town manager, Grant Joshua.
Many congratulations, Grant. Has it sunk in yet?
No, it's a loss of words, really. It was the dressing room is chaotic. It's everything it should be, and they deserve it, to be fair to them. They've been outstanding since October. They deserve all the plaudits they get and whatever's coming their way. So, no, really proud of them today.
Brian's just reminded me that it was a rubbish start to the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't the best. Yeah, I was probably clinging on to my job come start of October. But look, after that, it was, to a man, that group have been brilliant. It's been the same 18, 19, 20-man squad since October. And to get kind of 32 wins from 14 all competitions, it's obviously made us obviously get here today, and it, like I said, I can't credit the players enough. They've been fantastic.
I know it's taken a long time to get this far and to find out who you were playing, and I saw your comments obviously in midweek.
Yeah.
But once you found out who you were actually playing, did that give you confidence?
Not confidence, really. It was, I spoke to Luke from the Express and Star in the week, and I said, with all due respect to St Neots, it was never about St Neots today. It was about what we do and how we conduct ourselves and how we would turn up on the day regardless of who we were playing. The front two were absolutely unplayable today. Again, they'll deserve all the credit they get, and I'm really proud of all the team, really.
But Adam Meacham got you rolling.
fantastic. Yeah, again, absolute stalwart. He's been here years. Never looks flustered. He's the middle of that back three. He's the glue. He keeps everybody together. And he chips in with important goals in important times. Like I say, the cup final last year, he got the first in the cup final. And look, he's been fantastic. And hopefully we get to work together for a couple more years at least.
I mean, I know Josh Hessen will get all the headlines, yep, and Joe Palmer as, yep, well, but all round it's been a fantastic performance today because everyone's known what to do at the right time and the game management was superb.
Yeah, as a collective we were brilliant. Look, we knew coming here with the pitch and the facilities that we wouldn't have a lot of the ball, but I said to the group, we're not going to have the ball, but we'll have the chances because of the way we play. And if they're going to dominate the ball, they obviously leave spaces. So you leave spaces against that front two and they're deadly.
Corby Town will be visiting. Chase Town will be visiting. Sporting Castle. All these big clubs. Can you quite believe Stourbridge Road is going to be the home to some really top-class games next season?
No, but like I say, it's credit to the players and they deserve everything that they get next year. And we'll sit down in the summer and see what's best for the players and see what's best for the club. And like I say, it's to host those teams. I think we'll have to sort our pitch out, but at the end of the day, it's some big clubs coming to light. And look, it's brilliant for the club. I'm delighted for the chairman. I haven't actually caught up with him yet, but look, we wouldn't be here without him and Robbo, all the people that work for the club, all the volunteers that chip in and help, that's all for them today.
How much personal pride do you take out of this?
It's all about the players, and I've said that since day one. It's the players. We just get, well, I get the unfortunate job of picking a team on a Saturday. I don't cross the line, they cross the line, they go and play. We travelled with 20 today and we've left two out the squad. But again, it's that squad of players that since October has been... They deserve everything, so they deserve the chance to go and play at step four. It's going to be difficult, but look, we can worry about that in a couple of weeks.
A lot of successful clubs will tell me that they do well because of the togetherness within the squad. Do you have exactly the same?
Absolutely, yeah. Like I say, the dressing rooms, it's brilliant. It's the best that it's been since I come in. That's probably took 3 years to build, and a lot of work's gone into that, bringing the right characters in. And they have to be right to come into that group, because if they're not right, then there's such a togetherness with them that at the end of the day that new players coming in, the old players need to take to. So it's key, and it was key on the pitch today. I thought we were brilliant, and I thought that collective togetherness obviously got us through in the end.
FA Cup and FA Trophy to look forward to next season.
Yeah, let's worry about tonight.
And a bit of travelling.
Yeah, more travelling than we used to. But look, I've said it before, said it in this interview, the players deserve it, and they thoroughly deserve the opportunity to go and test against the better players in step four.
Enjoy your summer, Grant. Many congratulations.
Thank you, appreciate it, thank you.
That's Grant Joshua, Lightown manager, after his team got promoted out of the Midland Football League Premier Division and will find themselves in the MPL Division 1 Midlands next season with FA Cup and FA Trophy football and all the delights that await. Many congratulations to Lightown Football Club. Many congratulations to Hal Zowin Town Football Club. The sport keeps coming. We've, of course, got the ladies' Birmingham Senior Cup final on the 10th of May, Tuesday the 10th of May. And that's Tuesday the 9th of May, apologies. And then the Birmingham Senior Cup final for men as Stourbridge's Glass Boys take on Coventry City under 21 side, and that takes place at the Bescot Stadium on Friday the 12th of May. Thank you for listening to this sportscast.